This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The truth, and you call us, hire us.
Yes.
Free of charge.
Yes.
To expose them.
Why don't we get paid for this?
I know. $22,000 per episode.
That would be nice. That's a perfect description. And it's brought to you by our friends at Gordon Zedd Attorney at Law. Get your dirty work handled at zedlaw.com.
Someone keeping a secret from you? Lying right to your face?
Liar!
Let us do the dirty work for you.
Do it now!
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Wednesday.
C-104.
Dirty Work Wednesday is on the air at 473-1045. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Erica.
Hey, Erica, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
Okay, so I'm dating this guy named Adam, and we've been seeing each other since April, and so I thought maybe it was time for him to meet my family. So my dad is having a cookout on Memorial Day. He does it every year. So I asked Adam if he wanted to come, and he said, sure. So on Monday morning, I texted him when he's coming over to pick me up for the cookout, and he sends me this text about how he's had work all weekend and how he's really feeling run down, and he's probably just going to stay home in bed all day.
I see. And was he lying about the whole working all weekend thing, or?
No. He's a fireman, so he really did work all weekend. That was not a lie.
Okay, so he was telling the truth then.
That's what I thought. But then yesterday, somebody sends me a picture that they found on Instagram. It's a picture of two girls standing by these palm trees over at Paradise Ocean Club.
We know that place. We've had our beach bash there every year.
Yeah. So I'm like, why did you send me this? And she goes, look in the back. And so I zoom in, and guess who's standing at the bar in the background of this picture?
Tupac.
No, mister, I'm too tired to come over today. Mister, I think I'm just going to stay in bed today.
Okay, so he lied to you then. Are you sure the picture was from Memorial Day?
Yes, you can see the girls in the front, and if you zoom in, you can see Adam and his stupid friends all hanging out at the bar. And I know what they were doing. They were just getting drunk and hitting on girls.
Okay, how do you know he was doing that?
Because that's how he met me.
Oh, I see. Okay, so instead of taking the time to come over and meet your family, which was important to you,
he decided to spend the day playing grab ass with his friend.
Okay, so have you talked to him about this yet? Does he know that you found out he was lying?
I texted him the picture, and he said, that's got to be an old picture because I was in bed all day on Monday. And then he sent me a picture of him sleeping to prove it.
Okay. Well, yeah, but that picture could have been last night. Like, or you could have just jumped in bed, snapped a picture real quick. That doesn't prove anything.
Yeah, that's why I called you guys. I want to know if he was actually at the party or if he's telling me the truth.
Okay.
But isn't the photo, like, all the evidence you need?
Well, I asked the person who sent it to me if the photo was from Memorial Day, and she said she assumed it was. She saw it on the bar's Instagram page.
Okay. Well, you know, the thing is, though, sometimes a bar will save pictures of a great crowd, maybe from a different event, like a previous event, and they'll put that picture up on a slow day. And then they'll post something like, look at the crowd we have. Come on down. I'm not saying that's what Paradise Ocean Club did, because they legit get huge crowds anytime they open. But I am saying it does happen.
I mean, I've seen other bars do that. They'll take a picture from, like, St. Patrick's Day and post it and be like, look at the crowd we have. But I mean, it's obviously not St. Patrick's Day.
That's what I'm talking about. So, all right, Why don't we call Adam and find out? Erica, let me put you on hold for a second, and we'll get his number from you. We'll call him when we come back next.
We put this picture up, by the way. Where did we put the picture? We reposted it?
We put on our Instagram story at Z104ZMZ. So our Instagram.
Yeah, the Z Morning Zoo has an Instagram at Z104ZMZ. And if you want to see it, look at the story, and you'll see the photo. We've been looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
You see the guy she's talking about in the background?
Oh, yeah. If you zoom in, you can see...
It's on the right side, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's where I was looking.
I know what he looks like. I can't tell you exactly which one it is, but you could see the clear group of guys right there. And he's right there.
What we don't know is if the photo was actually from Memorial Day itself. Because sometimes, and this we're not saying this about Paradise Social Club, but there are bars or places that will put a photo of a big crowd that they had from weeks ago, and they go, wow, the crowd's really looking good out here today, just to get people to come out. I mean, that's just smart advertising. But it might not be, because he said, no, that's not. He said, that must be an old photo. I was in bed all day. Mm-hmm. That's what he said. We're about to find out if he's telling the truth, because we're going to call him right now. This would be Adam that we're calling.
Our Instagram's blown up right now.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Z104ZMZ. That's the whole Instagram for if you want to see it. Yeah. Check it out for yourself. Because this might have been a photo from like 3 weeks ago that they just posted on Memorial Day to make it look like, wow, everybody's here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe that they would do that because they always slammed over there.
Yeah, hello.
Hi, is this Adam?
Yeah, who's this calling?
This is Jeff. I'm one of the managers over at Paradise Ocean Club. I was calling because we found out that a customer who snuck into our establishment on Monday during our Memorial Day party was ordering drinks on other people's tabs. So I've been calling everybody who had a tab open on Monday to make sure they weren't charged with extra drinks that they didn't order. Do you remember if your tab seemed like unusually high when you closed it out on Monday?
Nah, man. I remember. I mean, that was like 2 days ago, bro.
Well, you definitely would have noticed because it would have been like at least $20 higher than it was supposed to be.
No, as far as I can remember, honestly, I think I was fine, man.
Okay, good. Then I'll take your name off the list. And you were there on Monday, right, for the Memorial Day bash?
Oh, yeah, I was there. It was crazy. Man, I don't remember my tab being crazy, but I remember the party being crazy.
Okay. Well, that's all I needed to check. They caught the guy who was doing it, so if you come back sometime, it's not going to be an issue.
Oh, that's cool, man. Yeah, I'm pretty sure my tab was normal, bro.
Okay. Well, look, as long as you had fun, that's all that matters.
Definitely had a blast. Guys, so hell of a party, honestly.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. All right. Well, listen, thanks for your help, man. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Absolutely.
All right, take it easy.
Hey, you too.
Wow, okay. So, Eric, I thought for sure you were going to jump in there, like yell at him or something.
Nah, nope, I'm not about to do that. But I am completely flushing him for lying to me about that.
So you're dumping him?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. I am ghosting him. Starting today. He's not going to hear from me. He's not going to see me. He's not going to date me. He had his chance, but he blew it.
You know what's going to happen, right? We're going to get a call in 2 weeks from him going, hey, I'm hoping you can figure out why this girl I was dating ghosted me. And I'll be like, well, actually.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.